Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Selkirk's North Parish Church. Welcome to another half hour of words and music to enlighten you, uplift you, educate you and inspire you. Have you noticed that all the best talks and all the best songs are ones which paint vivid pictures in our minds? The best words and music touch our intellect, emotions, imaginations and wills. They give us illustrations, anecdotes, tell stories, paint pictures, make things real and down-to-earth and conceivable. We can easily forget dry words, but we long remember clear pictures. This particular programme is full of such parables, vivid illustrations and pictures in our mind's eyes. With an added twist, they will all be musical parables. Rather than me rabbiting on, let me show you what I mean. This is a beautiful musical parable of life from Ronan Keating. See what I mean about parables? Life is very much like a roller coaster. After the slow wind-up with heightening expectation comes the sudden whoosh as we are catapulted into a series of twists and turns which give us a mixture of fear and thrill. Life can be scary, but hey, enjoy the ride. Fear and thrill are never far apart, so focus on the thrill side. The picture of the roller coaster in our mind's eye is more memorable than a thousand words. Here's another parabolic picture of life, a much more tranquil one, by Danny Williams with his hit of 1961, Moon River.
Moon River, whiter than a mile, I'm crying. crossing human style someday. Old dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. To drifters off to see the world, there's
life is like a river, isn't it? It meanders along, sometimes slowly, sometimes with strong currents, sometimes with rapids. It's never the same twice because it moves on. Every time we dip our toe in a river, it's not the same river, for it has moved on downstream. And we are never the same either. Another paradox about rivers is the fact that they keep flowing, yet are always in the same place, more or less. We can be always busy and yet not really have made much progress. There's a deep thought there, like the deep river. Here's a beautiful parable of life by Cat Stevens, singing Morning Has Broken. The profundity in this song comes when you think that it could be referring to one, this morning, or two, the dawn of the first ever day on planet Earth, or three, the start of God's creation process, whether by Big Bang or by slow evolution, or four, the start of the rest of our lives, when the penny drops and we are changed forever and we start all over again. Take your pick, but it's a multi-layered and profound thought.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. New fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet. Is the
the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new.
That song was a hit for Cat Stevens on the 1st of January 1972. You're listening to the Holy Half Hour on 3TFM as we celebrate a selection of musical parables. Parables are simple images, illustrations, stories, metaphors, which convey deeper meaning. Here's Albert Bogle singing about the light of the world. On the face of it, it's not clear who or what is the light of the world, or his particular world. Maybe he's singing a tribute song to his desk lamp, but I guess not. Maybe it's a song about his wife, or his gerbil. But given that he's a Christian minister, it's probably a hymn of praise to Jesus. Again, this musical parable plays on the ambiguous multi-layers, so take your pick as you interpret it. With parables, there is what the broadcaster has in mind, and what the receiver has in mind, and they're not always the same thing.
You give me clues to find. I was hiding in the shadow, running behind. I guess I never had a choice. When you found me in the darkness with the warmth of your voice. Once again I tried to take you in. You simply understood my foolish grin. You turned on my lights. I guess you are the light of the world. I got the book you wrote. I even memorized a few of the quotes. There's power in your words. But I hide them from my friends under my coat. I really wanna trust your word, even when my friends think it absurd. Cause you turned on my lights. I guess you are the light of the world. So help me grow in grace, even when dark clouds are hiding your face. I got so much to learn. I guess the way you teach me is not my concern. I really wanna trust your word, even when my friends think it absurd. Cause you turned on my light. Guess you are the light of the world. You turned on my light. I guess you are the light of the world.
So if we continue the idea of light as a parable of life, then this next track is very interesting. It's a song from the heart by ABBA. The pop group was very successful and found themselves flying round the world doing concerts night after night. However, the glamour began to wear off because it's a bit of a dead end, flying, singing, sleeping, in a seemingly never-ending, exhausting cycle. You can feel for them sitting in a strange hotel room, wondering which city is it today, facing yet another similar concert tonight. As they sigh wearily, trying to psych up to give their adoring fans their money's worth, they dig deeply and resolve to be super troopers. And there is the parable. A super trooper is a spotlight. Every night the spotlights would pierce the darkness and highlight them on stage. And they and the fans would spark into life, and magic, memorable moments would flow from there. The lights brightened up everyone's life. They were constant, never failing. And they're a picture of what ABBA and we all aspire to do with our lives, namely to shed a little light in this dark world. There's a Jamaican saying, "Don't curse the dark, light a candle." And for those who find that difficult, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Go and reflect my light."
Super trooper beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. 'Cause somewhere in the crowd there's
okay, ABBA, but what if your light gets extinguished by the strains and stresses of life's events and failing relationships? Well, Bonnie Tyler has the perfect parable for that occasion.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit jealous.
in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. And I need you more than ever. And if you only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever. And we'll only be made.
I can do a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
See how sometimes the right parable speaks more eloquently than a thousand words. Spot on there, Bonnie, we feel for you. What we now need is a parable to bring her and us a bit of comfort in our time of need. Well, how about this parable of friendship and support? Just like a bridge gives support, so do friends, like Simon and Garfunkel here. Sometimes we all need a little help from someone who will cross the bridge and come over to our side to help us. However, we can often be sales resistant to accepting the help. How often do we refuse to go to the doctor, the dentist, the minister, the friend, or anyone? How often will we decline helpful suggestions? How often not lift the phone and ask for help? Don Francisco has a beautiful sung parable about the bird with the broken wing.
Bird with broken wing, locked up inside a tiny cage, till the day I heard your cry and set you free. But as I reached in to heal the hurt, you fled in wild dismay. Now your pain has made you blind as you can be. Echoes in the distance are almost all you hear from me. Each time I speak your name, you flee away. While the agonies of mindless flight grow more than you can bear, still you think it's because of me you feel this way. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide is the vision that you have buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storms and flutter terrified when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away at every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here in my hand, waiting now for you to come to me. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide is the vision that you've buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storms, flutter terrified when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here within my hand, waiting now for you to come to me, waiting now for you to come to me. Now for you to come to me.
And speaking of birds, here's a parable about flying, flying away. No, not Alec Jones singing Oh for the Wings of a Dove, in other words, let me out of here, nor Julie London's Fly Me to the Moon, but Carrie Smith's version of the old spiritual hymn I'll Fly Away, meaning to die and go to heaven. Anyway, our time has flown and I must fly away now to another engagement, so bye for now and God bless. Meanwhile, keep watching out for life-enriching parables. You will find them everywhere you look.
And then I'm gonna fly away. Oh!